This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We've always said that these decisions are going to have to be made at the local level, and that policies at the local level will look at local cases. They'll look at how local hospitals are doing. They'll look at local vaccination rates.
Okay, this is local?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to ask you just one more time, and it's local.
It is.
If they'll not help, if these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
Local man is liar. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We have seen hate symbols. We have seen the Confederate flag. We have seen many American flags. We have seen swastikas.
Wait, a tick.
I smell a rat on that. I don't see anything like that. There's no hate here that I've seen.
Until the coronavirus is resolved, criminals take a break. Okay? Stay home. Okay? Stay home. So everybody chill.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
They're locking up my toothpaste.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Apparently CNN has so few viewers now that not even newsbusters or those sort of those watchdogs watch them anymore to catch stuff like that. You know, that sound cut saying that the American flag is a symbol of hate. We picked it up from another radio station. If we had it on video, we'd tweet it out. I wish that would get a little more play. I mean, that's outrageous. But so typical. 401 says, did you see Michelle Wu, the mayor of Boston's Instagram Live mega fail? Embarrassing. It was linked on Rantingly today. Yeah, I saw it. You know, it's hard to put something like that on the radio. Well, how would you describe it, Taylor?
It was a live feed, and people, there was a live chat on the video where people could just text in their questions, or
and
so she
would
thought.
Respond. She would. Yeah, she thought she would respond to the questions probably. On the screen.
Correct.
You know, like Mayor Wu, how do you be so fantastic and fabulous? That's what she thought she was going to get, but that's not what she got, was it, Taylor?
No, it was a lot of hate. Not hateful comments, but just hate as in, you're destroying the city. You're
right.
Tyrannical.
Yeah, let my kids go to school without
you
masks.
Suck.
Yeah. Why? I'm a police officer and I'm pregnant. Why do I have to get a shot and jeopardize my unborn child and myself, et cetera? That kind of question. And incidentally, today was the deadline in New York City for the for city employees to get vaccinated, or supposedly they're going to be fired. And Eric Adams, the mayor, said he doesn't know how many are going to be let go, and I'm going to guess zero. I think this thing is over, and it would be insane for the mayor to start firing people for a failed religion, the cult of COVID. All right, time now for the chump line.
Jeez, Howie, enough of that food and fuel hate speech already. Own nothing and be happy, would ya?
I just like to point out that I think that, you know, they're wringing their hands over 7.5% when I think most people would say it's a lot more. And a lot, I would say for most people, food and fuel are part of your core expenses.
Hey, Howie, I've got an idea for Canada to revise their flag. A little modification, change that big red maple leaf for a big red gas can.
Or a big red star. You know, Justin Trudeau would be very happy if he could salute a big red star every day.
Is that for the Texaco emblem?
No, not for the Texaco. It's for the it's for the Soviet Union. They had a star as a part of their national symbol or logo, whatever you want to call it. The Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. These ocean view rooms with a fireplace and two queen-size beds are going fast, so book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
Ironically, Stacey Abrams has conceded that she should have been wearing a mask.
One of the networks even had a story saying this has complicated matters extremely greatly for the Democrats in Georgia, the fact that she's been busted like this, as if she hasn't been busted a million times before, you know? I mean, how can you go to Yale Law School and not pay off your student loan debts? How can you go to Yale Law School, be a graduate, have a ticket from an Ivy League law school, and you owe tens of thousands of dollars in credit cards?
Trump derangement syndrome has been replaced by Biden enragement syndrome.
He's very angry. This is part of a pattern. If you want to read the medical textbooks, you will see that this is typical behavior for someone in his condition.
Oh man, Howie, I want to commend Joe Biden for talking about prescription drugs. I call mine the Energizer.
We haven't heard about the Energizer Bunny lately. He's getting a little old. His ticker ain't what it used to be, I don't think. Maybe he's slowing down a little bit. I wonder what became of the Energizer Bunny.
Justin Trudeau to all the Canadian truckers, you're all on secret probation.
Double secret probation. Triple secret probation. Justin is stamping his little ballet slipper-clad foot. He's so angry.
Yeah, slash all the truckers' tires. That'll get them rolling out of there.
Yeah, that's another thing. What is CNN going to do about the other part of today's scandal? One of their contributors, a professor at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University, a graduate of both Harvard College and Harvard Law School, a former Democrat candidate for governor in Massachusetts, a former member of the Obama administration, Juliet Kayyem, tweeted out yesterday that the truckers should have their tires slashed. And then she said, some people are suggesting that I tweeted out something suggesting the truckers have their tires slashed. Stop taking my words out of context. That's basically what she said. She went to Harvard.
I can't believe we have 3 years left of sleepy, creepy, crazy Uncle Quid Pro Quo, Slow Joe, 30330, Bill Crackbetter, Basement Hayden, Big Guy Beijing, Booster Biden.
I'm going to dub that the best message of the day, not knowing what else is coming up. Very good.
Now that COVID is of no more use, the left has decided it's going to let loose. Of course, it has nothing to do with 2022, even though the polls show us cooking their goose.
They're following the science, Limerick guy. Don't you understand? That's what Joe said. Cut five.
I committed that I would follow the science as put forward by the CDC and the federal people. And I think it's probably premature, but it's a tough call.
What the hell is the CDC if they're not the federal people?
If Hunter were in the Beijing Olympics, he would smoke the competition in the half pipe.
Not quite sure I picked up every word, but I liked the whisper.
If Hunter were in the Beijing Olympics, he would smoke the competition in the half pipe.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Is there any truth to these rumors going around that Hunter is going to become the crack pipe czar for the Biden administration? Let's check with Snopes or Daniel Dale or what's Glenn Kessler from the Washington Post.
Gazpacho, police. Your peppers, please.
This is a good chump line today. People are getting ready for the Super Bowl early, I guess, maybe.
Lovey, I'm rather excited for the NHL Super Cup Series this weekend. My prediction is that Tom Bradley will win the MPV in the denouement of his career for a final score of St. Louis Rams 1, Boston Patriots 5.
I heard John Kerry was in. Was at the Garden earlier this week for the Fondue Pot hockey tournament.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
516, will Twitter suspend her account because she called for violence? That's a very good question. I think they should. Slash their tires? That's hate speech. She should be banned. Same with this Canadian woman who said called the United States flag a symbol of hate. Isn't that misinformation? Doesn't Twitter stand foursquare against mis and disinformation? I believe they do.
What about malinformation?
Yeah. Yeah, they do cite malinformation, don't they, sometimes? They used to always say that someone could be impeached for misfeasance, malfeasance, and nonfeasance. That just means, I guess, you stopped coming to work. But, of course, that was before COVID. Now, nonfeasance, you just go on about your business. And then when they tell you to go back to work, you accuse them of trying to kill you. That's what if you're in the laptop class, as opposed to driving a truck for a living. All right, the Chump Line, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the weekdays. The Chump Line number is 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line. We do have a second Chump Line with all new messages that we didn't use just now. And that is Chopped Chumps. And Chopped Chumps is posted around 7 p.m. every weeknight, Eastern Standard Time. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. These ocean view rooms with a fireplace are going fast, so book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
I can't believe we have 3 years left of Sleepy, Creepy, Crazy, Uncle Quid Pro Quo, Slow Joe, 30330, Bill Crackbetter, Baseman Hayden, Big Guy Beijing, Booster Biden.
If I had to pull one thing out of there to use in my next column or in my next monologue, it would be Build Crack Better. I think that's perfect. But the entire message was A+. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Show. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Our federal debt has now reached more than $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The LA Rams are 4-point favorites over the Cincinnati Bengals. Who would you bet on?
The Rams.
28% say they'd bet on the Rams.
Yeah, I'm not terribly confident, but I'd go with the Rams if I had to choose. 844-500-4242. Two cops were shot this afternoon in Frederick, Maryland. They were answering a call of a suspicious man. He was also shot. No report on their conditions yet. Earlier today, in the early morning hours, five cops were shot in Phoenix, Arizona. They were answering a call about a baby that was supposedly being held hostage. A woman was killed. The five cops were injured, one serious, four non-life-threatening injuries. But that's seven cops shot in one day in the U.S. That, you know, maybe more were shot. How's this defund the police thing working out? How's bail reform working out? And I know that Arizona and Maryland may not have no bail policies anymore, but I'll bet it's a lot easier to get out of jail now than it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It's not working out well for the people, for the police. It's not even working out for the perps. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello, Howie. First time, long time.
Thank you.
I was wondering, where are the Teamsters? Where is the Teamsters Union in this regards to this truckers' strike?
I doubt very many. I think they're Teamsters in Canada, but I doubt very few of these people are union members.
Well,
I don't think the Teamsters have the clout that they used to have. I don't think they represent nearly as high a percentage of American truck drivers as they used to, say, a generation ago, Steve.
Well, I know they're in the pocket of the Democrats, so I guess that.
Yeah, the new president of the Teamsters is a guy from Boston with a rather checkered past, shall we say. He was suspended by the National Teamsters when he went down to Rhode Island and threatened on videotape. He threatened the other members of a local in Rhode Island. You know, he's really he's from Local 25, which is a it's a local with a checkered past as well, shall we say. Thanks for the call, Steve. 844-500-4242. The last caller in the last hour, Elizabeth, was talking about how Biden was responsible for a lot of this inflation and the disaster that's happening in the economy. And the Wall Street Journal mentioned it today too in their editorial. The economy needed support early in the pandemic, but Congress's $900 billion COVID relief bill in December 2020 and the $1.9 trillion in spending that Democrats passed last March were overkill. The enormous income transfers reduced incentives to work while at the same time giving people more money to spend. Housing prices have risen nearly 25%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up some 20% from February 2020. Many Americans no doubt felt flush from rising asset prices and generous transfer payments, meaning welfare, at least until the inflationary side effects hit. Price increases are erasing even hefty nominal wage gains. Real average hourly earnings ticked up 0.1% in January, but are 1.7% lower than a year ago. Real average weekly earnings are down 3.1%. I'd say that's being underestimated. Wages have been surging for lower skilled workers, especially in leisure and hospitality, but not enough to offset rising prices since they spend more of their paychecks on food, energy, and rent. Relearning these basic lessons, these old fiscal and monetary verities, it will now be much harder than it should be, and the American worker will pay the price, as the American worker always does, while the laptop class continues to telecommute and look down their noses at deplorables, irredeemables, and bitter clingers. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We looked it up during the break. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters has denounced the Freedom Convoy. Can't say as I'm surprised. The statement says, quote, "Our economy is growing under the Biden administration." They've always been a corrupt lot, I must say. One of the first things I had to do when I went to work as a reporter in North Carolina, the Winston-Salem Journal, there was a big trucking company, Pilot Freight. It's gone now. And they had a strike, a union strike, and I was covering it. And one day the PR spokesman, who was the daughter of the owner, called me and said, Howie, come out to our house and bring a photographer. They had a St. Bernard, and as in the midst of this nasty strike against the company by the Teamsters, the St. Bernard had been taken out and hanged by off of a child's swing set. That was my introduction to the International Brotherhood of Teamsters work stoppages. All right, enough of the past. And the union lawyer was a guy who later went to prison for a cocaine conspiracy. So I know some Teamsters. I know a lot of Teamsters, actually. Not just from North Carolina, from Charlestown, too. Local 25. All right. Anyway, it's now time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
Well, it's that time of the week. It's the bottom of the third hour of the show, and that means it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday. At this time, each Friday evening, we read the funniest stories that we've gotten from the listeners and the viewers, and all week long, we ask you to send in funny stories that you've read in your local daily or weekly newspaper. It could be a standalone story. It could be from the columns that few papers still run. Written by the police department. They call it the police blotter, the police log. We ask you to send your funny items or stories to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. And at this time, every Friday night, we read the best entries of the week, in our opinion, and the two best entries of the week will receive a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They will get a copy of What Really Happened.
What Really Happened?
Okay. That's Harrison's favorite book right now.
It is? Good. I'm glad to hear.
Oh, he loves looking at the cover and looking at Donald Trump.
So does Donald Trump. When we gave him the book, he said, oh, that's a great picture of me. Who took that picture of me?
What a smart baby.
And, you know, he tweeted out about what really happened, which is still available at HowieCarshow.com.
Yeah, and I figured since he was going back and forth with Hillary Clinton this week about the emails and that whole scandal, that if people wanted a refresher, they could read What Really Happened.
Yeah, and he tweeted out about it three times. Now, he can't tweet anymore because he's off Twitter, but he tweeted about a new book today that's being written by a woman from the New York Times that he somehow used to always talk to. I never understood why he talked to, but I think he's finally broken with her. Her name is Maggie Haberman, and he put out a press release today calling her Maggot Haberman. Did you see that, Grace?
I didn't, but I never understand why he keeps talking to these reporters. He's addicted
to
it.
She used to work for the Post. She was a Murdoch person like me. But, I mean, she went over to the other side. She went over to the dark side, the old gray lady, you know, very fake news. Why would he keep talking to her?
She calls me about once a year asking for a comment from Howie. And I have to ask Howie. I know what his answer is going to be. But anytime I say, Howie, Maggie Haberman called, he goes, no, tell her no.
Yeah.
You want to go back to work for the Post? I'll talk to you. And I don't mean the Washington Post.
He's done that before, though, where he just, you know, keeps talking to these people and it always ends up.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to police blotter facts, though. We have a lot to get to. Drunk Mick Jagger imposter storms stage and picks fights in Florida.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a Mick Jagger imposter.
A man who claimed to be Mick Jagger was arrested after a drunken romp in several Florida bars.
You sure he wasn't claiming to be Keith Richards?
Eugene Bingham was allegedly kicked out of the bar Yabba's in Naples three times on Monday.
Yabba dabba doo.
Before he jumped on stage while a band was performing. Police had been alerted to a drunk man yelling at people claiming he is Mick Jagger.
There is quite a resemblance.
I'm a monkey man!
Is it uncanny?
It's got the hair down and, you know, very ragged, jagged features.
So could you see why people would be baffled by whether or not they were really talking to Mick? Did he have a good English accent, though, mate?
The faux Rolling Stones frontman allegedly told the cop, "Don't bleep with me, leave me the bleep alone." Later, he puked in the back of a police car after his arrest. Okay. Severed finger found in driver's wallet during traffic stop. Police made a grim discovery.
Usually they find it in the marinara sauce. What the hell was it doing in the wallet?
The rotting body part was found wrapped in cloth when cops pulled over Victor Nam Chavez Zuniga in Orem on Thursday.
A hyphenated last name.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
The finger had what appeared to be pus and blood on it. It wasn't immediately clear whom the finger belonged to. 60,000 bees stolen from grocery company's pollinator field.
I did not know that grocery stores had pollinator fields.
This has got to be a beautiful people's grocery store if they want
this.
This
has got to be like a
fresh.
Whole paychecks.
Yeah, it's like you know in Whole Foods when you go and you get the peanut butter, you can grind it with your own peanuts, or you can pick out the peanuts.
Right.
This is like that with honey. The bees were said to be stolen in Carlisle between January 28th.
Carlisle where?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
January 28th and January 30th. How do they not know what day it was stolen on? 60,000 bees? You can't pinpoint the day? The giant company's community impact manager, Jessica Groves, said the bees were an essential part of the local food chain that
suffered.
It
takes a long time to count all the bees to see how many are missing, Grace. Duh.
Were there any killer bees there, Grace?
I don't think so. Beekeepers in the
homicide
state.
Homicide hornets?
The bees are an essential part of the local food chain. I would say so. Man breaks into home, takes bath, eats shrimp, leaves $200 for damages.
Where did this happen?
New Mexico.
Now, was this related to the theft of the shrimp that we were talking about earlier?
It could be. It could be linked in together. A New Mexico man was...
Is there a national ring of shrimp thieves?
I have to imagine the price of shrimp has been skyrocketing. Shrimp is always well-received.
Especially with the Super Bowl looming, right?
I know. There's nothing better.
What do you call people who steal shrimp? Prawn pawns.
Does he get a ha-ha, Howie?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
That's a very non-generous ha-ha-ha-ha you're allowing in there. That's for prawn pawns? That's great.
I wouldn't say great. The man, Terrell Christensen, was arrested Sunday for breaking into the home. It's kind of sad, though. He, like, broke into the home, Howie, and he apologized, and he left $200. I mean, I know you shouldn't break in, take a bath, and eat shrimp, but he was pretty polite about it.
In Biden America, you don't apologize, right? You just steal the stuff, and you walk out.
He was a remorseful robber, which at this point
is
unexpected.
Yeah, those are two words you don't often see in the same sentence anymore, right? Remorseful and robber.
Florida woman arrested after two neighbors stabbed with steak knife in feud over leaf blowing.
A steak knife?
Yeah. A Florida woman.
Does Juliette Kayyem, does she think that this is one of the knives they could use to slash tires up in Canada?
Keong Moulton told Palm Bay police that she came home on Sunday and found...
What's her name?
Keong Moulton.
How do you spell that? Keong.
K-Y-O-N-G.
Keong, okay.
And found the leaves on her front lawn, believing that the neighbors from across the street left them there. Police said that Moulton then decided to use...
Did she do any kind of like DNA check or anything like that? Like some people do with dog poop now to see if their neighbors have been soiling the property?
No, I don't think so.
This Rand Paul's neighbor to the other side?
Police said that Moulton then decided to use a leaf blower to blow the leaves back onto her neighbor's lawn. The neighbor and his 87-year-old mother then confronted Moulton, and the three became embroiled in an argument. Keong was charged...
So wait a second. So the mother was 87. So how old was the guy, the son?
It doesn't say.
How old was Keong?
Keong was 66.
So we're talking like a median age of these brawlers of about 70.
Yeah. But when a steak knife's involved, I mean, it still can get kind of dicey. During the fight, the affidavits...
Dicey, get it? Dice? Knife? Dice?
Yeah. I'm pretty good, too. You don't underestimate me. The affidavit says that Moulton stabbed the man's sister in the left leg with a steak knife. When the man tried to intervene, He said that he was stabbed in his left arm. The siblings also accused Moulton of pushing their 87-year-old mother to the ground, which is Joe Biden's biggest fear, is, you know, old women falling to the ground.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Man arrested outside of Las Vegas casino claimed to have grenade in his bleep. In his bum.
A grenade in his bleep?
A man was arrested outside of a Las Vegas casino after police say he made several bomb threats. Brian Gower was wandering through the street near the Strat Hotel, threatening to blow up the building. After he came onto the property, security put Gower in handcuffs and contacted the police. He allegedly continued making threats, stating he was Joe Rogan 2.0 and that he had a grenade in his bleep and he wanted to fart.
I have a feeling alcohol was involved in this tawdry affair.
While being interviewed by police, he said he was an actor trying to raise awareness of bomb attacks, spoke more.
That's a good excuse on the fly.
Is it? Spoke more of Joe Rogan and Kim Jong-un and said he had been in prison for choking out his ex-wife after she got upset with him for thinking about mass shootings. He claimed his lawyer is the fictional character Saul Goodman from the Breaking Bad spinoff series Better Call Saul and made comments about the Illuminati. He really got everything
in.
That's
really weird, though, because the former mayor of Vegas was a guy named Oscar Goodman who was a mob lawyer. I met him in Boston once when he was at a trial.
I wonder if that's where they got the inspiration for Better Call Saul.
And then after Oscar Goodman stopped being mayor, his wife became mayor. She was mayor until pretty recently. She wanted to stop the COVID shutdowns. I think she ran as an independent, not as a Democrat, obviously. We have happier news, though, from Vegas. We have some sound of a teacher in Las Vegas at Clark County announcing to her class of elementary school students. Well, let's play the cut. Cut 7.
Starting tomorrow, we don't have to wear masks anymore!
That's the good news, kids. The bad news is there's a guy with a grenade up his...
Oh, my God. Never bring your personal laptop into work. A Peabody High School employee was placed on leave after he brought his home laptop into school, plugged it into the projector system.
This was Massachusetts, of course.
Sorry. A Peabody High employee was placed on leave after he brought his home laptop into school, plugged it into the projector system in one classroom, and promptly showed a series of explicit images from what appeared to be Google image search. That's a short one.
All right. Okay. Now, we're going to take a break and we'll come back with the winners of Police Blotter Facts Friday. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
All right. Back with the winners.
Yes.
And maybe a runner-up or two in Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Yes, and Police Blotter Facts Friday is sponsored by Bonner Private Wines. Real red wine, not chemically processed, no morning regrets, just great taste. Made in small batches from family wineries throughout the world. And you can't get Bonner wines at your local liquor store, only through the Bonner Private Wines partnership. So experience the adventure. Go to B-O-N-N-E-R privatewines.com/grace. For $60 off your purchase. All right, here's the first winner. Drunk guests take clothes off and brawl at Disney Springs, slip on vomit into bushes during fight.
Where is Disney Springs?
It's in Walt Disney World.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like an offshoot. You don't have to buy a pass to get in. It's like downtown Disney.
Maybe that's the problem. Yeah. They're getting a sort of a transient class that
it's like,
doesn't have $120 or whatever it now costs to go to Disney World.
Think of it
day.
As Patriot Place to Gillette Stadium.
Oh, say no more. The two women, ages 29 and 31, were vacationing with their family in Orlando that night. The sisters ate at a steakhouse and seemed to have an enjoyable evening at first. They got drinks at an Irish restaurant. Then the problems began.
Uh-oh.
Small at first when they tried to go back to their hotel off Disney property.
Sounds like a pretty Irish-phobic news outlet here.
Yeah, I know. Their phone died. Disney security helped them call an Uber.
Ambrose Finnegan when you need him.
The Uber driver refused to take them as he worried they
I
were
wonder
too
why.
Drunk. The two women argued while waiting for a taxi, and their night unraveled. The oldest sister called the younger sister a
they
bad
They just wanted
mom.
To ride to Gatorland. That's where they were staying.
The younger sister was screaming and crying when they arrived near Cirque du Soleil. She wore only her underwear and sandals. Both females were screaming at each other while they were sitting on a bench, and the second female was standing over her. After attempting to calm the situation, the security manager said one female slapped the other. At that point, both females began punching, slapping, and pulling each other's hair.
I think we need some names here, Grace.
Well, wouldn't you love to know their names, Howard? But I do not have that for you. They just are calling them the sisters. All right,
give me the Orange County Sheriff's Department.
All right, here is the final winner. And I thought this was good because we've got the big game coming up, so it's kind of on theme. Airline passenger caught on video being thrown off flight after Bengals rant.
Oh, I love this one.
The plane was waiting to depart from Cleveland for Phoenix on Wednesday night. The incident then escalated when an airline employee stepped in and told one of the men he had too much to drink, causing him to be more agitated. Now, this is the quote. The unruly passenger yelled before getting out of the exit, "I was a Bengals fan. I was the only Bengals fan. I'm not a bad person, bro. I drank a little too much, and one guy back there had a problem that I was drinking too much." Jason Brake, who recorded the fracas, told Fox 8 that the sloshed passenger said that he was being discriminated against because he may have had too much booze.
You know what I liked about this story? The guy was black, and he wasn't claiming he was discriminated against because he was black. He was claiming he was discriminated against because he was drunk.
You know what I like about this story? That there was a fracas, and it wasn't about masks. You know, it brings me back to the before times. Fracas?
You know what? That, no, you're right. Everybody in those... I looked at those pictures, Grace. No one was wearing a mask in that in those pictures.
Yeah, and it didn't come up at all in the story, which is just so refreshing. You know, a good old booze plane fight about football. You know?
On Super Bowl weekend.
It's so America. Thank you, Bonner Private Wines, for sponsoring this. Go to BonnerPrivateWines.com/Grace for $60 off your purchase.
We'll be right back with illegal aliens in the news. I'm Howie Carr.